I haven't recorded an audio boo in a little while, and it's a beautiful day, so I'm sort of inspired a little bit to talk. I feel like I don't talk very much these days. I spend most of my time hunched over a computer doing somewhat esoteric and yet still very boring kinds of stuff. But something that was kind of interesting, I had a conversation over the weekend, and I thought this would be kind of fun to talk about. I wish I'd thought of this a little earlier. I could have actually made a list, but one of the things that a friend and I were discussing was real technology that most people are going to think is not real. I always come back to the quote by Arthur C. Clarke that any level of technology, if sufficiently advanced, can appear as magic. And there's a lot of very, very, very sort of bleeding edge, you know, really pushing the envelope sorts of technology that are out there. That's it's rumored to exist. As with anything, when you spend enough time dealing with sort of the bleeding edge of speculation and rumor and intelligence and that sort of thing, you sort of get a nose for what's reliable and what's not so reliable. So as far as some of the things I can think of off the top of my head that actual technology that most people would believe is fantasy, well, you can start sort of easy. I think this one's becoming a little bit more common knowledge, but surveillance using a type of laser interferometry that hits a window and detects vibrations, and you can pick up any audio, any sounds in a room from a very great distance in some cases, merely by pointing this laser-driven, laser-guided device. So no matter, you know, you can sweep the whole room for bugs, and you can do all the little clever things to make sure no one can hear you, and still all it actually takes is a window. One little window, and everything, all your secrets are revealed. That's obviously fairly expensive tech, but certainly out there. This one has been rumored for a long time, and you hear about this in wider and wider circles, and just the sorts of placement as far as the rumor, I get the impression that this one is probably true. The ability to read a hard drive, I'm at the ATM, sorry. The ability to read a hard drive remotely. Here's a good example. You're out in, just a moment, let me pause for a second. Okay, I'm back. Hit the ATM and I sort of wanted to concentrate there for a second. Else I withdraw $2,000 instead of $20. That would have been a bit of a problem. Remotely reading a hard drive. This is something that, like I was saying, has been rumored, but more and more, just from little bits and bobs that I'm hearing, I have a feeling this is probably the real deal. Let's say you're sitting in your room and you've got your hard drive there, and you're a super villain or a terrorist or whatever, you've disconnected your computer from all known networks, so you'd think you'd be more or less safe, right? Well, lo and behold, a little van from your friendly neighborhood local intelligence agency is driving by outside. They point a doohickey at your house, and they can read the hard drive remotely. They can actually read directly off the hard drive. Initially, this really, even to me, I'm sort of gotten accustomed to acknowledging pretty improbable things, but initially, this one sounded like baloney to me, because I couldn't figure out how you'd make something like that work. How do you do that? I mean, how do you read from a hard drive? But I won't go into it here, but the explanation actually made a hell of a lot of sense as to how that they make that work. it's almost a matter of processing power. It takes a lot of processing power. Well, apparently, from the van, what actually happens is the processing doesn't actually occur in the van. The signal is picked up in the van, which is transmitted to a larger, you know, more heavy duty processing facility, and then it's processed, and there you go. Let me see what else some tech that actually exists that you probably wouldn't suspect. I think it's pretty common knowledge now that really high end surveillance technology, for instance, things like video cameras and audio pickups, have gotten so small as to be, I mean, they can be anything at this point. If you've got the cash to pay for that kind of tech, you're talking about something that's about as thin as a little piece of cellophane tape, and you've got a hell of a sensitive audio pickup in a room. So there's lots of stuff like that. Obviously, surveillance is where a lot of that money is placed. What else? I'm trying to think. I had some good ones earlier, and I've just kind of gone blank. But yeah, it's kind of fascinating. I remember there's actually a great book if you want to get an idea. And everybody is always incredulous whenever you start talking about this sort of really advanced technology. But I promise you, it's not coming out of somebody's butt. Well, I mean, it is, but it's, you know, the initial ideas sort of start out as sort of science fiction, but they do happen. A good example is there's a great book called Spycraft, the author eludes me, but he was in the science and technology directorate in the CIA, and he was describing, you know, it's just sort of a memoir of how important science and tech has been to the Cold War, to intelligence services since World War II. And the guy was describing, when he was going through his orientation, they tried out this thing, you know, like a board, and it looks like it has a bug pinned on it. Looks like it has a dragonfly pinned on it. And it turns out this dragonfly is a remotely controlled surveillance device. And that's, you know, pretty impressive, but that's not the impressive thing about it. The impressive thing was that this had been in use since the, like, 1970, I believe they said. So, of course, his point being, you can imagine what's possible now. Totally, totally different level of surveillance possible now. Oh, got to hit pause again. Okay. I had to go through the drive-thru. Tech. Well, I mean, of course, everybody's seen the sort of really fancy X-ray vision sort of stuff. They've got those in vans. If you didn't know that, there are surveillance vans that exist in some of the intelligence agencies, some of the law enforcement agencies, where they can drive by and essentially sort of use a X-ray vision on nearby buildings, which is pretty impressive images. And it's way more detailed than you'd expect. I mean, obviously, anytime you're looking at anything X-ray or some related, you know, where you're penetrating, there's always a tremendous loss of detail, and there's always it's never great. I mean, I don't care how sophisticated the technology, because you're still seeing this kind of weird view, you know, inside the walls, and that it causes a lot of, but certainly through image processing and recognition algorithms, it's gotten pretty impressive. And you know, I should point out at this point that I know I sort of get all conspiracy-y sometimes, but I don't think these things are necessarily a bad thing. Certainly, I mean, you're talking about tools that are extremely useful in law enforcement, and sometimes that is necessary. It's as our threats have gone up, which they have gone up substantially. I mean, more than the average person on the street, more than the average dude eating a sandwich can understand. I mean, there are lots and lots and lots of things in this world that are trying to kill you, whether you realize it or not. You know, I think the big difference where I sort of diverge with a lot of people on ideas of terrorism today is that, to me, this is nothing really new, however. I think that's what really happens, for, you know, obviously, the big event, you know, September the 11th. What really happened was that this became common knowledge. This became something that entered public consciousness, that the world behaves this way. Before that, it really hadn't. I mean, we'd had a few, you know, relatively small attacks. But this time, it sort of struck home, obviously, and it dawned on the everyday American that, you know, this happens in the world, and it happened to us. But I think if you talk to a lot of people in the intelligence community, in the defense community, a lot of people that like myself are sort of enthusiasts for understanding that kind of world, it becomes really clear that this was something that, you know, there were always these dangers, and it's only now these dangers are sort of entered into everyday consciousness. But anyway, I'll think of some more. There's so many really cool little tech things that I had in mind, and I've just gone blank right now. I guess that's what happens because I'm driving and kind of distracted. But if you have any other ideas yourself, let me know. Send me an email, isoban@gmail.com.